with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is a Father Lawrence Blake from the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Waconia.
Good morning. Thank you.
Very well, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Let us pray. O God, whose love reaches beyond the heavens and whose glory shines down here on earth, accept our prayers today. And as our fields blossom and bloom, may righteousness bloom in our land. May we not be so enamored by this present time and place that we forget the lessons of history. Ring your protection around the men and women deployed overseas in service to our nation. Give solace to their families here at home. Teach us, O God, to number our days so that we may grow in wisdom. Let your favor always rest upon us. We ask this in thy holy name. Amen.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yep.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Hahn, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Youngbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogamiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Spark, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Weger. Quorum is present.
Quorum is present. First order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned, Senate file 1735, also Senate file 1787, Senate file 1321, Senate file 321. Senate File 1920 and Senate File 1790 and Senate File 1266, signed Albany Mathewis, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file, as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested.
I think Olson's.
Senate file
not
three,
ready, though. Behind you.
358, a bill for an act relating to adoption, providing assistance to genetic siblings. Senate file number 358 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
All right, we have a concurrence and repassage of an adoption bill, I believe, Senator Olson.
Mr.
House File 358, Senator Olson.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by House to Senate File 358, and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. Basically,
all right, this could be found on the House Journal, May 1st, page 4985, to page 4986. Okay, Senator Olson, the differences of the bills.
The differences were some technical differences in the language that didn't affect the meaning of the bill. And for the members to remember what this bill was about, basically it allows genetic siblings who were separated due to adoption or both being placed in separate foster homes to be able to locate each other, and they have standing to get each other's records. It does not allow them access to the birth mother's information, and the information would only be given if both were adults and both agreed to have the information exchanged. So the only difference was just some minor technical changes in the way the wording of the statute was, or the way the statute was worded.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Olson has moved that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 358 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. Further discussion? Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3.
On the motion to concur. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Now, third reading.
Senate File 358, a bill for an act relating to adoption, providing assistance to genetic siblings.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Again, 57 ayes, 1 nay. The bill is passed and its title agreed to.
The next message, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage to the House of the following Senate file, as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 555, a bill for an act relating to health, extending essential community provider designation. Senate File 555 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 555 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Okay, that's refer to the House Journal, March 13th, page 1183. Senator Berglund, tell the body the differences of the bill.
Mr. President, this bill is a bill that we passed quite a few months ago. It is the bill that renews the Essential Community Provider Program that otherwise would be expiring. And in the bill, we have people renewing every 5 years and paying a $60 fee. And all the House did was rearrange the language a little bit, made no substantive change in the actual operation of the bill.
Okay. Senator Berglund renews her motion that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 555 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give Senate File 555 its third reading.
Senate File 555, a bill for an act related to health, extending essential community provider designation.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Being 62 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to.
And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 1193, a bill for an act related to motor fuels, updating specifications for petroleum products. Senate File 1193 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Johnson.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 1193 and the bill be placed on its passage as amended.
Okay, that, this bill can be found in the House Journal May 1st, page 4978 to page 4984. Senator Johnson, explain the changes.
Thank you, Mr. President. The changes made to this agency bill helped Senator Gerlach to section one of the bill says that you have to be in attendance when you're fueling your vehicle. And Senator Gerlach had a problem that the penalty would automatically defer to a misdemeanor. The language, no civil or criminal penalties apply to violations of this subdivision, have been added to take care of his concern.
That was okay. Senator Johnson.
Well,
Senator Pogemiller.
Senator Johnson, I think we're a little confused that a senator's concerns are being taken care of by House amendments. I think we need a little further explanation about that. The House had some language, and so it's the Senate language vis-a-vis the House language. So I think we need to know how the bill is different than what the Senate passed.
Senator Johnson.
Mr. President, when this bill moved through the Senate committees, that piece of language was supposed to be added, and as it made its way to the floor, and when it came out of Transportation Committee, apparently the fixes hadn't been made correctly. Senator Gerlach noticed that, brought it to our attention, and went back to the House.
Okay, so the House fixed it up for you, or?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay. Senator Pogemiller. Senator Johnson.
Amy, did you get back over there then?
I don't imagine it's a big
Senator Johnson?
Mr. Senator President. Johnson.
Thank you.
Senator Johnson, don't mean to be difficult here, but that language was taken out in the Senate so that bill didn't have to go to the Judiciary Committee. Now it's been added back in a conference committee, and the chair of the Judiciary Committee would like to look at that language. So I think what would be easiest would be to maybe lay your... Why don't we lay this on the table so that some people can look at that? Otherwise, I think you might have a failure of a vote to concur. It may be just fine, but...
It didn't come out to take...
It was taken off on the floor. The language was taken off on the Senate floor, and now you've accepted language that was taken off on the Senate floor. So I think, Senator... Probably the easiest thing to do would be if you would allow it to be laid on the table, then there would not have to necessarily be opposition to your concurrence.
Mr. President?
Senator Johnson, would you agree with that?
And I would like to take Senator Pogemiller's advice and lay it on the table.
And you withdraw your previous motion and,
okay, then, Mr.
and move to table the bill. Okay, on the Johnson motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Opposed. Aye.
Motion prevails. We have one more message, Senator.
Mr.
Pogemiller.
President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House File 116, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Okay, we're going to do a couple of things here. First reading of House bills. There's one printed on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of House bills. Under motions and resolutions, there's one resolution. Without objection, the resolution will be sent to the Rules Committee. Senator Pogemiller,
Mr. President, why don't we take up the two items on the calendar? So I'd move that we take up the calendar.
Okay, the motion is to take up the Senate calendar for the day. There are two bills on the calendar. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. First bill on the calendar, Senate File 1312. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 1312, a bill for an act related to environment and natural resources policy, creating a state recreation area advisory council, etc.
Senator Parisol, discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is the chairman or president now?
President.
President. I don't want to demote you. Thank you, Mr. President. I have a question of Senator Chaudhry on Senate File 1312. And I wonder if he is ready to yield. And the question has to do with information that we've received that something is in the bill 1312 that was not heard in committee. And I can't remember it being heard, so I'm asking for Senator Chaudhry to fill in the rest of us here who are asking me questions that I can't answer. When you heard the information about TMDL trading and when it was heard in committee, because I don't recall it and I don't think I missed any meetings, at least certainly not full meetings. I missed sometimes. But if you could tell us when that was heard and who brought it to our attention and who the witnesses were, maybe we can recall having heard it. But most of the people I've talked to, even some of the Democrats, can't remember hearing this issue. Would you please help us out on that, Senator Chaudhry?
Thank you,
Senator
Chaudhry. Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Parisot, the issue was discussed, and this particular issue was discussed in relation to an entire hearing we had on our phosphorus rules. The provision itself was included as an amendment to the delete all to our omnibus bill and was discussed and went over we did with all the other provisions in the delete all by Senate Council. So it was covered, it was passed in committee, and the passage was unanimous.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Chaudhry yield for another question? I guess he will. I'm still not recalling that meeting either. Could you tell me, Senator, who carried that amendment so it could jar my memory? I'm just not remembering this being discussed. I know we talked about something with Senator Langseth at one time. Would that have been the same discussion with his particular bill? I was just not finding that out. I'm just not remembering that.
Senator Chaudhry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Ingebrigtsen. The amendment was carried by myself in our delete all to the omnibus bill. So we adopted that on the day that we adopted the omnibus bill. The delete all to the omnibus bill. And if you recall, we went over the contents of the omnibus bill, the delete all to the omnibus bill the day before we did any voting on it. So we went over it and discussed all the provisions, including this provision, and then we also went over the delete all again the next day and voted on this provision, and the entire committee voted for it.
Senator Paraso.
Thank you, Mr. President. In light of the fact that this association has already come to the front with everybody's receiving a letter from them, and the fact that nobody in the committee can honestly remember the discussion of all the point of that throughout that whole discussion, this is a very long omnibus bill, members. If you haven't looked at it, it's got everything in it. I think that it generally needs to have a better discussion about some of the content, and that I would at this time like to move to have it put back on general orders.
The motion is to strike it from the calendar, put it back on general orders. Discussion on that?
I think that probably you did hear, but I heard someone call for a roll call, and I would have expected to ask that myself, but thank you very much.
I heard that. There will be a roll call. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, Senator Paraso, we discussed this provision in committee more than once, and we passed this on the floor. But if you are still lacking recollection of this issue, I'm happy to go over it with you. I mean, I don't want to, my entire committee and the whole process, we've done everything in the light of day. So if you would like to discuss this more, I'm happy to put it back on general orders.
Okay, you want to withdraw your request for roll call if the motion is by Senator Paraso to strike this bill from the calendar and put it on general orders. On that motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. There's a second bill in the calendar, Senate File 1398. Secretary will give Senate File 1398 its third reading.
Senate File 1398, a bill for an act relating to health care, providing for patient visitation by health care agents, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 43 ayes and 22 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. What do we got now? Anything? I think. Senator Pogemiller, I believe that that completes the work so far at the desk. So,
okay, Mr. President, then I think we're ready for announcements.
Senator Betzels, we're on announcements of Senate interest. Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, the State Government Budget Division will meet in the basement hearing room of the State Office Building in 1/2 hour.
Okay. Without objection, Senator Stump will be excused from the session all day. Senator Lynch from 1:40 to 1:55. Senator Scheid from 1:30 to 1:55. Senator Rummel from 1:35 to 1:45.
Mr. President.
Senator Pappas, do you have an announcement?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Higher Education Conference Committee is at the call of the House Chair, and we're waiting to, we do not have word yet on targets, but please stay in touch with my office. Make sure my office has your cell phone number, and don't leave the Capitol without checking with us first. Thank you.
Senator Tabassoni.
Economic Development Budget Committee will meet immediately in room 200. We have a 12 noon deadline.
Senator Berglad.
Mr. President, the Health and Human Services Budget Conference Committee will meet immediately in room 123.
Senator Clark.
The E-12 Conference Committee, like the Higher Ed Conference Committee, is at the call of the House Chair. We are waiting on them. Our work groups continue to work, and please keep in contact with our office. We'll let you know as soon as we have a time.
Further announcement, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, tomorrow we hope to take up two or three conference committee reports. I think the transportation policy bill will be on Friday. And at this point, it looks like we will be meeting on Saturday. Is today Wednesday or Tuesday? Wednesday. So, Mr. President, I would move that the Senate adjourn till Thursday, May 3rd, 1:30 p.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.